Jeanette.
Jeanette, did you say?
Yep.
Okay, Jeanette, meet Susan. Susan, meet Jeanette. Take it away, Susan.
Hi, Jeanette.
What?
Personal business, who's around you? Do you have a preference?
Spiritual.
Okay. I want to share with you a couple of things. Number one is, it must be man day today because I have another man coming through. And he's just telling me, I feel like he's young. He's not old. He's younger when he passed. I feel like there were a lot of unanswered questions in his passing. He talks a lot about feeling like he ran faster than his angels could, like things just move fast for him. He talks about you and the changes, and he talks about, he says, make sure you're not doing that. Make sure that you're very methodical with what you do. Don't be impulsive like him. He says that it doesn't get you too far in life. He said you always have to go back and fix things. He said, so he says, you know, the money's waiting for you. He said, it's going to be much better for you. But you want to make sure that you stay on track with what you want and that you stay dedicated to the task. If you do that, everything's going to go really well. If you don't stay dedicated and on track and organized, you're going to have a few issues. And so he's coming through to say this is the way to do it because these are some of the things that he didn't do. He talks about father being on the other side. He talks about a lot of things going on the other side. He says you've lost several people. There's like four. But he talks about the biggest one for you right now is to make sure that you stay on track with things. When things get tough, that's the time to even look at it, reevaluate it, and stay dedicated to what it is you want. Because I feel like October's a really good payday for you. I don't know what's going on with you. I hope this makes sense to you.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, Jeanette.
It's
well,
going to be okay.
Yeah, that would have been my brother that passed. Well, he was like a brother to me. We grew up together. And he was killed right after he graduated high school.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hmm. Well, I guess that's got to be pretty powerful to hear that stuff then.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeanette, and good luck. And thanks for calling in.
And if you're driving, pull over right now, okay? Get yourself together.
Okay.
Will.
All right.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, sometimes, Susan, I guess you never know what you're going to get.
You never know who's around you and who has something to say to you.
It's always somebody who cares about you.
That's for sure.
All right, well, if people want a reading with you or they want to find out more information, what's the best way to do that? They can go to your website first, right?
They can go to the website. They can certainly go there and take a look at us. We're going to be up in Duluth. Probably the end of February, but the third or fourth week in February is what the plan is. We're going to do some private readings there. As soon as we know about the rest of it with St. Jude, we're patiently waiting. But they can give us a call at 612-840-9591. The website is bridging2tworldswithans.net or .com. Takes you to the same place.
Okay. Well, thanks, Susan. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys stay warm.
All right. We'll try. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.